You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Rick, it's Mike and Carla. We are on in Las Vegas.
Hello, Mike and Carla in Vegas. How are you?
Doing well, thank you.
More importantly, how are you? You feeling okay? You ready to come to Vegas?
Yeah, I love Vegas. I spent 2 years there.
Rick, you had done, of course, we all know, I did music, you're an actor. Doing FX, was that real different for you at the time?
It was kind of like doing a stage show, you know, a Broadway show. I mean, it was. I got to ad lib a bit, but it was pretty set in stone because of all the computers and all the, you know, running all the effects and the giant dragon. It was actually a really fun show to do. I saw a video of it the other day and it forgot how much fun it was.
Is that something you would ever think about doing again?
Yeah, I loved it. I did a couple of months on Broadway and I would definitely, if the vehicle was right, I would consider it.
And what did we just find out? A couple of days ago, we were giving away tickets and one of the questions was, give us Rick Springfield's real first name, and we come to find out that you were almost named Howard.
Yeah. My career would have taken a completely different path if I'd been Howard Springthorpe.
Well, you know, Rick, we were commenting on that even prior to that, saying that that's a name that nobody names their child anymore, is Howard.
Well, they don't want him getting beat up.
Well, no.
Well, but when I was born, it was the Rodger and Hammerstein, you know, musicals like South Pacific and all those kind of movies were playing. My parents loved those. And there was one of the most famous singers in that era was named Howard Teal.
Right.
So I think my mom kind of went, yeah, Howard, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
Well, and I loved your dad's comment. No, Howard rhymes with coward.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not naming
it. It would have been Howie.
Listen, if I were a boy, I heard years later that somebody in my family liked the name Bartholomew, so thank God I was a girl. Gee.
Wow.
Yes.
A tougher one than Howard.
Yes, it's even worse.
You could actually short that to Bart.
To Bart, yeah, but still. Bart, yeah.
And Rick, talk about the new album that came out a couple of months ago. Did you have fun doing that?
Yeah, it was great. It's a very different record for me, and it's got a lot of reaction, mostly good, but some people kind of were a little upset by some of the songs, just, you know, the things I was saying. But it's, you know, that's what art is. It's free speech.
Listen, we all love on the other end hearing all the greatest hits, of course, but I can't imagine that at times you just think, geez, really, do I have to do this again? I want to do something different.
Yeah, well, it's one of the reasons I keep writing and recording is because it keeps the live show exciting for us. We play all the old songs, even do a medley of, you know, like a bunch of hits too, but it shoots new energy into the show when there's new songs to play. We actually just pulled out Souls, which was a song from like 1983 that was a single, actually, that we kind of was like a top 20 single. So we just pulled that out and started playing that again. And even just doing something like that, you know, it makes it exciting for us. You look forward to kind of the songs that you don't do all the time.
By the way, the name of the new album is called The Snake King. So you have the new album out. You got your autobiography out.
Yeah, can I say I've read a couple. Well, Rick's a good writer. You want to read some good books, read Rick Springfield's book. There's a lot of, you want some dirt, you want some gossip, you want to know about him, you read up.
You didn't hold back on anything, did you?
The autobiography, no. I wrote that myself.
Yeah.
Because I wanted, you know, I wanted it to be my voice, and no one knows my life like me, and it was a fun experience, but scary.
That's when your phone starts ringing, Rick. Once that's released, it's like, geez, what? What did I, what did I say about you?
It was a good slam.
Yeah.
I mean, I was very proud of actually writing that, because Rolling Stone named it like one of the top 25 rock and roll autobiographies of all time, which is great, and I'm very proud of it, and that picked it the best review Rolling Stone has ever given me.
So, Rick, besides the new album, you're writing books, you're touring, of course, acting. What are you doing there? You're still acting?
Well, I did a thing called Swipe Right with Rosanna Arquette's new show. Playing like again a freaky version of me, but I like playing the weird characters. This is more a traditional thing, but it's kind of, it was very funny. It's very funny stuff. So, you know, I mean, I want to act more. I love acting. It's really in my blood, and I want to do more of it.
That's cool. I went back recently and watched Hard to Hold and and Madonna's Truth or Dare. You want to go back in time a little bit? Might I recommend those two? Yes.
I don't know about Madonna, but my acting has gotten a lot better since.
Yes, you.
Rick, if you were wondering who that one person was that kept going back,
yeah,
it's her.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.